has led you to the Tinker's Shop here on Just Measures Radio. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. But you can't take the sky from me.
Good evening, my friends. Well, this is the Tinker, and tonight is Saturday night, the 13th of December of 2014. And since I've been pushing myself way, way too hard the last couple of days here, I've been trying to revamp the website and get, you know, kind of a new format in there. I think I've kind of overdid it here, so I'm just kind of putting this quick note here at the front of this program. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to be having a program of music here. It's kind of a repeat of one that I had done in the past for kind of an extended session. So, but I do apologize, my friends, for you know, not having a new live show tonight. But we also are, you know, hampered by the lack of a chat room right now. Chat and Go got hammered yesterday severely by somebody, parties unknown. So, you know, we can't really, you know, have an interactive chat room there where I can be answering questions on things anyway. But I am hoping to be back up here myself, live and on the air, next Saturday night. And so, again, I hope you'll forgive me for not doing a complete live show tonight, but hopefully you understand. So, take care, and, well, I guess we'll just go ahead and go into the music now. One by Toby Keith. I think this is one we just all need to appreciate more.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Boy, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I'll
I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American, an American.
Okay, yep. I originally was trying to find, what was it, Angel Flight. Gonna have to dig around a bit more here in my machine. I know I've got it here someplace, but sometimes it's kind of hard to find. Sorry if I sound tin canny. I'm not sure. It's probably because of the cheap mic that's on my headset here. Still gotta get the good mic figured out here, how to get that one set up. Anyway, for now, let's go ahead and a little bit of a Star of the County Down.
In a Pembridge town, county down, one morning last July, found a pouring green, sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. Well, she looked so sweet from her two bare feet, the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, so I shook myself to make sure I was really there. From Pantry Bay up to Denny Kay, and from Galway to Dublin town, so made I a scene like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. As she onward sped, shook my head, I looked with a feeling rare. And I said, says I, to passerby, was the maid with the nut brown hair. Well, he smiled at me, and with pride says he, as a gem of old Ireland's crown. She's from Rosie McCann, the banks of the band, she's the star of the county down. From Pantry Bay, a bit, the air was hit since my roving career began. In fair and square, surrendered there to the charms of young Rosie McCann. I had a heart to let and no tin, and yet I see in shawl or gown. But in she went, I asked no rent from the star of the county down. From Pantry Bay, I'll dress in my Sunday clothes with my shoes. she shone bright. My hat cocked right, or a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke and no recital yoke. No thrust my bow turns brown. Till the smiling bride on my own fireside, the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Denny Cay, going to Dublin town. No maid I've seen, the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Denny Cay, going to Dublin town. No maid I've seen, like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down.
Since our Texas man made it in here, I got one just for you, Conk. Here you go. Describes me sometimes, and then maybe I'll see if I can find that other one I just mentioned.
I often take these night shift walks when the foreman's not around. I turn my back on the coal and stacks and make for open ground, far out beyond the tank farm fence where the gas flare makes no sound. I forget the stink and I always think back to that eastern town. I remember back 6 years ago, this western life I chose. And every day the news would say some bakery's gone to close. Well, I could have stayed to take the dough, but I'm not one of those. I did nothing free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. So I bid farewell to the eastern town I never more will see. But work I must, so I eat this dust and breathe refinery. Oh, I miss the green in the woods and streams, and I don't like cowboy clothes. But I like being free, and that makes me an idiot, I suppose. all you fine young fellers who've been beaten to the ground. This western life's no paradise, but it's better than lying down. All the streets aren't clean and there's nothing green, and the hills are dirty brown. But the government dole will rot your soul back there in your hometown. So bid farewell to the eastern town you never more will see. The self-respect and the steady check in this refinery. You will miss the green and the woods and streams, and the dust will fill your nose. But you'll be free and just like me, an idiot I suppose.
Fondness for Stan Rogers. Yeah, the man was, he had some golden pipes there. And speaking of golden pipes, Concretin, this one's just for you. I managed to have my recorder rolling one night, and I managed to catch this.
Oh, my grandmother, she at the age of 83 was taken ill and died. After she was dead, well, of course, the will was read by a lawyer as we all stood by his side. To my brother it was found she had left £100, the same unto my sister I declare. But when he came to me, the lawyer said, I see she has left to you her old armchair. How they tittered, how they chaffed, how my brother and my sister laughed when they heard the lawyer declare, Granny only left to me her old armchair. Well, I thought it hardly fair, and I said I didn't care, and in the evening took the chair away. My brother at me laughed, and he said, it will come useful, Johnny, someday, when you settle down in life and you find a girl to be your wife. You'll find it very handy, I declare, on a cold and winter night when the fire is burning bright. You can sit in your old armchair. What the lawyer said was true, for in a year or two, strange to say, I settled down in married life. At first a girl did court, and then a ring I bought, took her to the church and made her my wife. Now the girl and me are as happy as can be, and when my work was over, each night I stay home. And seated in my old armchair, one night the chair fell down. When I picked it up, I found the seat had fallen out. Upon the floor, before my eyes, lay, to my surprise, a lot of notes, £1,000 or more. When my brother heard of this, the poor fella, I confess, nearly went wild rich and with rage and tore his hair. But I only laughed at him, and I said, "Oh, Jim, don't you wish you had the old armchair? How they tittered, how they chaffed, how my brother and my sister laughed when they heard the lawyer declare Granny not only left to me their old armchair. No more they pittered, no more they laughed, no more my brother and my sister laughed when they heard the lawyer declare Granny had only left to me her old armchair."
Yeah. Well, Conk, hope you'll forgive me for going ahead and playing that one on you, but you asked for it. Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I like that, Jim. It's a good one. And, actually, the grandson's listened to it already, and he thought it was great, too. So, what can we say? Nothing like the good old tunes. So, anyway. Well, gee, I'm like I said, I'm starting to feel a little bit more energized, so I think perhaps maybe we'll even run it all the way up here for an hour. We'll see. Well, I'm going to go ahead here and do another one of the people I enjoy listening to, Heather Alexander.
Firebird knows your anchor, and the firebird feels your fear, for your passions will attract her, and your feelings draw her near. But hate and fear and fury only make her flame and fly. You must rule your heart, magician, or by her brighter wings you'll die. Now the cold drake lives in silence, and he feeds on dark despair, where the shadows fall the bleakest. You will find the cold drake there, for he seeks to chill your spirit and to lure you down to death. Learn to rule your soul, magician, ere you dare the cold drake's breath. The griffin, he is a proud beast, he's master of sight, who has seen the griffin fly. But his will is formed in magic, and not mortal flesh and bone. And if you would rule the griffin's will, you must first control your own. Never think to fool him, for he sees through all disguise. If you seek to call a Kyrie, all your secrets he shall plumb. So be certain you are worthy, or the Kyrie will not come. Thank you. within you. Ere you seek the cold drink's bar, here is better read, magician, than those books upon your shelf. If you seek to master others, you must master first yourself.
Well, okay. Well, tell you what. I can do a little poking around here. I'm pretty sure I've got a copy of either Barbara Allen or Greensleeves here. Of course, I'll have to dig for it a little bit, but that would be very, very possible to do. So let me do this. I'll go ahead here and check for those, and let's see here. Get myself organized here. I'll tell you what. I'll drop a couple here just for now in between here while I go ahead and see if I can dig those out. A little bit of Blues Brothers.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. He rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, fan up the cloudy draw.
Yippee-i-yo,
the ghost bird in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. Oh, bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Gaunt, their eyes were blurred and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. Cause they got to ride forever in that range up in the sky. On horses snorting fire, as they ride on, hear their cry.
Yippee-i-yo,
the horse riders in the sky. As the riders loped on by him, he heard one call his name. You wanna save your soul from hell or riding on a range? Then cowboy, change your ways today or we'll see you ride. I'm trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies.
Yippee-i-yo,
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 yippee-i-yo. Ghost riders in the sky.
Brothers, never fail to put a grin on my face. And yes, well, you asked for Greensleeves, so I did find that one quickly. Doreen McKenna, New McKenna's version.
Thank you. badly cold are still
ago, I uttered the phrase too late as a warning that silver and gold prices would soon skyrocket, and thus they have this year. With our current financial predicament, you might want to consider someone who supplies silver American Eagles and other precious metals, a family dealer up in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Just Measures Coin Shop. Call Bobby at 812-305-7091 or click on the link at my homepage at johngaultfla.com.
Well, I figured it was time I should probably get another of the station IDs in here. So, yeah, it's, as we all know, we're listening to Just Measures Radio. So, so yes. Well, tell you what. Like I said, I had some of these other ones that were some more of the Renfair type tunes, which again, kind of suitable for a Saturday night when the littles aren't around to listen.
Scotsman clad in kilt left the pub one evening fair. One could tell by how he walked that he drunk more than his share. He stumbled off until he could no longer keep his feet. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street. Ring-ding, diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-di-dee-i-o. He stumbled off into the grass to sleep beside the street.
About that time, two young and buxom lassies passing by. One says to the other with a twinkle in her eye.
See yon sleeping Scotsman, so strong and handsome built. Well, I wonder if it's true that they don't wear beneath their kilts.
Ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddle idio. I wonder if it's true what they don't wear beneath their kilts.
So we crept upon that sleeping Scotsman quiet as can be, and lifted up his kilt about an inch so we could see. There behold for us to view beneath that Scottish skirt was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his earth.
A ring-ding diddle-diddle-i-dee-o, ring-di-dee-i-o,
was nothing more than God had graced him with upon his earth.
We marveled for a moment, then I said we must be gone. Let's leave a present for our friend before we move along. As a gift, we left a blue silk ribbon tied in a bow around that bonny star of Scotsman's kilt to the lift and show.
A ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly idio. Around that bonny star, the Scotsman kilt they lift and show.
The Scotsman woke to nature's call, and he stumbled towards the trees. Behind the bush he lifts his kilt, and he gawks at what he sees. And in a startled voice he cries, "Oh, what's before me eyes?"
Oh, wow. I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
A ring ding diddle diddle idio, ring da diddly io.
Oh, lad, I don't know where you've been, but I see you won first prize.
Donald wears his trousers at the window, I at the window, low through the streets of a
come down from the eyeless sky. I'm not very big and I'm awfully shy. All the lads say like goodbye. Don't know where's your trouser. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets and my kilt I go. All of the lads say hello. Don't know where's your trousers. I went to a fancy ball. It was the brie in the hall. I was afeared that I might fall, cause I had me on no trousers. Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets of my kilt I go. All the lads, he say hello. Don't know where's your trousers. I went down to London town to have a little fun on the underground. All the lads have turned their head around saying,
Donald, where's your trousers?
Let the wind blow high, let the wind blow low. Through the streets of my kilt I go. All the lads, he say hello. The lassie love me, everyone. Highland picks me if they can.
Yeah, right.
You gotta take a break being a Highland man. Singing, oh, no, where's your trousers? The wind low high, let the wind low low. Through the streets and my kilt I go. All the lassies say hello. Go, oh, where's your trousers? The wind low high, let the wind low low. Through the streets and my kilt I go. All the lassies say hello. Go, oh, where's your trousers? Go, oh, where's your trousers?
Okay. So, well, let's see. You ladies seemed to enjoy this one last night, and I saw you discussing this in the chat room earlier. So, and actually, this way Conk will get to hear one too that you ladies appreciated last night.
When I was in my teenage years, I did just what I should. I listened to my mother, and I was kind and sweet and good. And my friends and I did rituals, and I prayed with all my might that this would be the evening that she'd stop along her flight. Well, that was several years ago, and that chick's long overdue. And it's time I came to terms with something plainly clear to you. The boot fairy never came for me. No, the boot fairy never came for me. Okay, I'm spunky, and I'm cute, and I've got a great personality. The boot fairy never came for me. Well, we were the third house on a country drive. I thought maybe she just got lost. So I hung my bra on the mailbox till the neighbors took it off. And all my friends got visits and expanded through the years. And left me wailing to the gods by training bras at Sears. Still I harbor hopes she'll come for me. I know she will. Get 'em done myself if she'd agree to foot the bill. The boot fairy never came for me. No, the boot fairy never came for me. Look, I wasn't wanting balance, just a cute curvaceous bee. But the boot fairy never came for me. This isn't a song about boobs, not really. The boobs are just a set of metaphors to symbolize everyone's fear of human inadequacy. Hey, we've all felt the pain of being dissed by one fairy or another. So during the next refrain, I want you to join in with me with your own fairy that never paid a call. Maybe it's the height fairy or the butt nymph. Then maybe it's the pectoral or hair fairy. Or maybe some other fairy you just want to mumble about. Look, nobody's going to ask you to enunciate. And sisters, I don't want you feeling alienated right now because you happen to be full-figured. Just change the line to the boot fairy just wouldn't let me be, or the boot fairy became obsessed with me. Okay, here comes the refrain. Everybody, join in. The boot fairy never came for me. No, the boot fairy never came for me. Though the hip fairy came two times, and the thigh fairy came three, the boot fairy never came for me. That boot fairy never came for me.
Yeah, like I said in the chat room here, I think I got visited by the belly fairy once too often. busy working on getting rid of that too. So now here's another one that I'd had that, like I said, there's some of the more of the Ren Faire type songs, and again, this is one that I've actually heard this one two or three times on the Simply Folk show on Wisconsin Public Radio, so I think we're probably fairly safe in this one.
Well, I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. Life in a moonshiner, poor pennies the year, I spent all me money on whiskey and beer. I go to some hollow and I set up me spill, and I make me a gallon by tinkling bell. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. The ocean was moonshine and I was a duck. Well, I'd swim to the bottom and I'd never come up. No woman to follow and the world is all mine, and I love none so well as I love me moonshine. Well, I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You killed me, poor pappy, but there you try me. God bless all moonshiners, God bless all moonshine. What a breath spells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry. And the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. There's moonshine for Eliza, there's moonshine for Kay, there's moonshine for Molly and a roll in the hay. Moonshine for breakfast, there's moonshine for tea, there's moonshine be hearty for you and for me. Well, I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long way from home, and if you don't like me, well, welcome me home. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll drink when I'm dry, and the moonshine don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Or not, that they shop your sweet or more to steer. What do you say, room folk? Them down on the spot. Diversity's better than girls or not. A dragon has come to a village today. We'd like him to leave, but he won't go away. He talked to our king and they worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no stock will he steal. Now there is but one catch. We dislikes it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him a virgin for lunch. We don't have much choice, so this deal we'll respect. But we can't help but wonder and pause to reflect. do. Virgin tastes better than gals or not. Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicy, or what do you say? With the folk will come down on the spot. Do virgin taste better than gals or not? Now we'd like to be rid of you, and many have tried, but no one can get through your thick, scaly hide. We hope that someday a brave soul will come by, cause we can't wait around till you're too fat to fly. Now you have such good taste in your women, for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure. But your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. Your favorite entree is a barbecued wench. So tell us. Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicier? What do you savor than folk will come down on the spot? Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Now we've got us a plan and it works out so neat. If you'll settle for nothing but virgins to eat, no more will our numbers grow ever so small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all. Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicier? What do you savor them? So we'll come down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Do virgins taste better than gals or not? Are they saltier, sweeter, more juicier? What do you savor them? So we'll come down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than gals or not?
Like I said, I've heard that one played, at least the one, Do Virgins Taste Better. Actually heard that on public radio a couple times already. So I think perhaps at this point I should probably just start, winding myself down here a little bit. So we're just going to do probably a couple more tunes here, one from Alabama, for when it all goes south, and maybe something from the Bellamy Brothers as well. So, take care, and thanks for putting up with me for an extra hour here tonight. Like I said, I was finally feeling somewhat energized earlier today. I was just kind of feeling a little puny around the edges. So, again, thank you much, and we'll see you all tomorrow morning, probably, with listening to Bobby's show. So anyway, here we go, Alabama.
It'll creep up on you like a kudzu bite, even miles above the Mason-Dixon line. Till one day you're craving hominy grits, you're scanning the jukebox for George Jones hit. Drinking Jack Black, trying to kick back, till the condo's looking like a shotgun shack. You'll be one of them.
no matter where you're at.
When it all goes south.
Boy sitting up north, throwing darts like a monkey at a stocking board. He's got two homes, car loans, and debt, and his third divorce ain't even final yet. Trade his MBA for an SUV on a backwoods road down in Tennessee. Cause man, Manhattan ain't the place to be. When it all goes south. Some rebel pride. When it all goes south,
like a fog, yeah, at the Mississippi mine.
When it all goes south,
you'll be singing the blues, cause it's in your blood.
It really don't matter what state you're in, one day the South's gonna
Yeah.
fallen on hard times, they can fall back.